This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted priorities of government during her address to joint sitting of both houses of parliament. The president said that agro, dairy and fishery-based industries are being expanded in villages. She added that a major problem of small farmers is related to storage, and the centre has commenced work on a scheme to create the world's largest storage capacity in the cooperative sector. President Murmu said the new government is going to present its first general budget in this parliament session, which will be an effective document of its far-reaching policies and futuristic vision, and reforms will be fast-tracked. She said that the country has risen from the 11th position to become the fifth largest economy in 10 years. Pointing towards the responsibility of the members of parliament, the president highlighted that opposition to policies and obstruction of parliamentary functioning are two different things. During the president's address, some opposition MPs created noisy scenes over the issues related to NEET examination, Manipur violence and other issues. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today announced that the suspension of AAP MP Sanjay Singh from the upper house of parliament has been revoked. Making an announcement in the house today, Mr. Dhankar said Sanjay Singh was suspended from the house on 24 July last year till the Committee of Privileges submit its findings. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, arrested two persons in connection with the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG exam. Official sources said that the two accused have been arrested from Patna in Bihar. The CBI, which formally took over the investigation into the NEET UG paper leak case, visited the Office of the Economic Offences Unit, EOU, of Bihar Police on Monday and started an investigation in this regard. The Economic Offence Unit, EOU, who busted the alleged scam, has said that question papers were leaked from Hazaribagh Centre and distributed to the suspected candidates at different places by an interstate organised gang. The EOU had conducted the raid on the 5th May at Khemnichak School in Patna and seized some half-burnt question papers of NEET UG examination. Later on, it was matched with question papers of an examination centre of Hazaribagh School. The CBI has also taken two accused, Baldev alias Chintu and Mukesh Kumar, on remand for interrogation in the case. So far, 17 arrestings have taken place in the case in Bihar, including 15 by the EOU. In Jharkhand, the Ranchi Special PMLA Court today extended the judicial custody of jailed former Chief Minister Hemant Soren by 14 days. Soren is lodged in Birsa Munda Central Jail in Ranchi on charges of money laundering through a land scam. Mr. Soren, along with 11 other accused persons, was produced before the special court via video conferencing. The next court appearance for all the accused is scheduled for July 11. The southwest monsoon has further advanced into the remaining parts of the North Arabian Sea in Gujarat, some parts of Rajasthan and western Uttar Pradesh, most parts of Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, some parts of Punjab and eastern Uttar Pradesh. In Kerala, heavy rain continues to cause widespread damage across the state. Domestic equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty rose more than 0.5% and closed at record highs today. The 30-share index Sensex advanced 569 points to close at historic 79,243, while Nifty climbed 176 points to settle at 24,045. Continued bullish momentum is anticipated despite potential FII selling amid rising US bond yields. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, rain has stopped the play between India and England in the second semi-final at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.